Allah, Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, welcome to another inspiring and thought-provoking episode of the Silsila, The Early Echo. Wherever you are in the world, whatever season you are experiencing, we are hopeful that you are safe and sound and your family as well. Don't forget to remember the Ummah in your du'as, because in some part of the world, Muslims are suffering, going through great trials and tribulations, especially at the hands of oppressors. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through the wasila and sadaqah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, remove their difficulties, their sufferings, and protect them against the oppressors. Ameen. Bijahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Talking about oppressors, today we are going to be talking about a tyrant, one who is known as a tyrant, as an oppressor, as a great evil individual in the history of humanity. We are going to be talking about Qarun. You may have heard of him. He was one of the tyrants that lived millennia ago. We will talk about the bad end of Qarun. Then where he was, what position he was at, what great blessings Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted him, and because of his evil ways, his sinful activities, his wrongdoings, how he fell and got destroyed. Allahu Akbar. And therein would be lessons for you and I. Before that, let's remember the beautiful hadith, Niyatul Mu'mini khayrun min amalihi. The intention of a believer is better than his action. So don't delay in making good intentions. Start making good intentions from the moment you awaken in the morning. Let's make some now to gain maximum rewards from the merciful court of Allahu Azza wa Jal. That Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, I am watching, I am listening to this silsila of Madani Channel for your pleasure and happiness, the pleasure of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I'm here to seek knowledge of deen. What I learn, I will try to practice and convey that message to others as well. By conveying that message, we will be acting upon the order of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam of Ballighu anni walau ayah. Convey from me, even if it is one verse, one statement. So don't stop. What you learn, whatever you remember, then convey to others, starting with your family members, in your household. Try to have a diary. Whenever you are watching Madani Channel, have a diary or notebook and jot down the important Madani pearls. You can refer to them at a later stage. And as they say, ink is the best memory. And Sayyiduna Anas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says, capture knowledge by writing it down. Subhanallah. There are many excellences for reciting Salat ala Nabi. I will share one with you. The beloved master, the peace of our heart and mind, the most generous and kind, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, has said, the one who recites the Quran, praises Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, recites blessed salat upon the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and thereafter seeks forgiveness from Allah azza wa jal, indeed, he has located goodness from its correct place. We want our du'as to be answered. We want blessings in our life. We want protection from Allah jalla jalaluhu against the problems out there, the criminals out there. then why don't we dedicate some time every day to recite the Quran, to recite Salat ala Nabi, to recite Istighfar and Dhikrullah, and seeking some knowledge of Deen in particular every day. So let's make up our mindset and do this and stop wasting our time. Life is too short. We are here today, gone tomorrow. This is the place to prepare for comfort in the grave and salvation in the hereafter, inshallah azza wa jal. We have a lovely kalam, and when we return, inshallah azza wa jal, we will discuss about the bad end of Qarun. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Koi gul baaki rahega, na chaman reh jayega. Koi gul baaki rahega, na chaman reh jayega. Par Rasoolullah ka Deen-e-Hasan reh jayega. Par Rasoolullah ka Deen-e-Hasan reh jayega. Hum safiron baag mein hai koi dam ka chehcha. Hum safiron baag mein hai koi dam ka chehcha. Chaman reh jayega, bulbule ud jayegi, suna chaman reh jayega. Atlas o kam khwab ki poshak par naza so kam khwab ki poshak par naza na ho. Is tane be jaan par khaki kafan reh jayega. Is tane be jaan par khaki kafan reh jayega. Naam shahane jahan mit jayenge lekin yahan. Naam shahane jahan mit hashr tak namo nishane banjatar reh jayega. Hashr tak namo nishane banjatar reh jayega. Jo padhega sahibe sahib laak ke upar durood, aag se mahfooz uska tan badal reh jayega. Aag se mahfooz اس تن بدل رہ جائے گا سب فنا ہو جائیں گے کافی ولیکن حشر تک سب فنا ہو جائیں گے کافی ولیکن حشر تک نعت حضرت کا زبانوں پر سخن رہ جائے گا نعت حضرت کا زبانوں پر سخن رہ جائے گا کوئی گل باقی رہے گا چمن رہ جائے گا پر رسول اللہ کا دین حسن رہ جائے گا
سبحان اللہ عز و جل ماشاءاللہ what a mesmerizing and soothing kalam, Allahu Akbar. This is what we need to listen to. Instead of that which is prohibited and filling our ears with evil, with songs, with music, listen to the recitation of Al-Quran. Listen to these kinds of kalams. You go onto the social media and you'll find Naat production. This is Dawood Islami's official page for different types of kalams, and you have a choice to choose from. Subhanallah, Hamd Sharif, Naat Sharif, Mankabat, Munajat, Subhanallah. We had the wonderful site of Al Madinatul Munawwarah, Zadahallahu Sharafa wa Ta'zeema. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take us to visit Madina Sharif, Aqsa Sharif, time and again. Take us for Hajj and Umrah, time and again. Ameen bi Jahi Khatam al Nabiyyin, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yes, we're talking about Qarun and his kind. Qarun was such an individual that today even our children know about him. Our children who study in Madrasatul Madina, that he is at the same level as the Pharaoh, Fir'aun, as Numrud. These people, they were blessed with an abundance of wealth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him so many kinds of blessings, yet they used this in the disobedience of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. They used this wealth in order to go against the Prophet of the time, especially Musa alayhi salam. Subhanallah azza wa jal, what was the end? How did that wealth benefit them? Because they didn't use it in the right way. Qarun was a very handsome individual. He was a great scholar of the Torah in the Bani Israel. Think about it. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu gave him a lot of beauty and handsomeness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted him a lot of ilm that he became a scholar from the Bani Israel. And he was a very sociable person, very well-mannered. He then acquired an enormous amount of wealth. So much of wealth he had. Think about it. Only a person, you know, as we say, who's filthy rich, doesn't know what to do with the wealth. So I'm getting so much every month or every year, millions or tens of millions. How much are you going to spend? How many homes are you going to buy? 10 homes, 20 homes? How many can you live in at a time? How many luxury cars can you drive at a time? Let's say you bought 20 homes around the world, 20 vehicles and different parts. You'll think, oh, what must I do with this money? He was blessed with a massive amount of wealth that he goes and builds a home made of gold. But this wealth changed him. He didn't thank Allah Subhajal, and he didn't think that Allah Subhajal granted me handsomeness, granted me knowledge, made me well-mannered, liked amongst the people. How today people, they tell you, subscribe to my channel and like and share and all of these things, become my follower so that their channel is monetized and they get something out from there, some money out. He was well-liked because of his good mannerism, and he was a scholar, and he was handsome, he was sociable. Now, wealth lands in his lap and it changes him. It totally changes him that he becomes a bitter enemy of Sayyiduna Nabi Musa Kalimullah ala Nabiina wa alayhi salatu wasalam. That right there means he is finished. Because if you're going against the Prophet of Allah, then what do you have? Where's your iman? Where's your belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The person will be destroyed. He becomes a bitter enemy. He becomes arrogant. That no. Now, look who I am. Look at the possessions that I have. Look at my home, my house. And he would flaunt. He would flaunt his wealth. Now when the commandment came to pay zakah, when this commandment was revealed, that every person who has so much of wealth must pay zakah, he promised in front of Musa alayhi salam that he will pay 1,000th of his entire wealth as zakah. When the time came for him to pay his zakah, he started calculating. And as he calculated, the figure that he came to, the total that he came to, was such a huge amount to pay as zakah, that he said, how can I separate with so much of wealth? Allahu Akbar. He forgot. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him that wealth. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordered for the discharging of zakah. Because zakah is there to purify one's wealth, to purify an individual. So he said, when the time comes, I will pay. When he calculated it, he told Musa alayhi salam, I'm sorry, but I can't give you so much of my wealth. Greed, stinginess, it plagued his mind and his heart. These are diseases, spiritual diseases. Now the thing is, he did not only break his promise, that he himself said, I will give 1,000th of my wealth, my entire wealth as zakah. He didn't just break that promise. He didn't just become a bitter enemy of a Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jalla, Nabi Musa alayhi salam. He did not just refuse to pay zakah. He started to make the minds of the others in the Bani Israel that no, don't separate with your wealth. Allahu Akbar. Allah, how shaitan played with him. How shaitan's waswasa and evil whisperings seeped into his mind, into his heart, that he refused to pay zakah. He started to make the minds of the other people in the Bani Israel that don't pay your zakah to Musa alayhi salam. What was the reason? Under the pretext that Musa alayhi salam wants to become rich himself. Na'udhu billahi min dhalik. Think about it. Now he's laying false accusations against Musa alayhi salam. That if all of us are giving zakah to Musa alayhi salam, why does he want it? He wants to get our wealth in order to enrich himself, in order to become wealthy himself. So he made the minds of gullible people, of naive people, that don't give Musa alayhi salam your wealth. Me, I'm not giving my wealth, not even a cent. But he didn't stop there. Look at Qarun. I want you to think about this seriously and sincerely. Where he was, he had handsomeness, he had good manners, he was a scholar of the Torah, he was sociable, well-liked by people, and then an enormous amount of wealth is received by him But look what happens. That doesn't make him better. That ultimately destroys him. Allahu Akbar. So all of these false accusations, breaking his promises, not paying his zakah, informing others, making their minds that, you know, don't pay your zakah. Leave the false accusation. That first one. That Musa alayhi salam himself wants to take our wealth and become rich. He plays another trick. An evil trick. What does he do? He finds a certain woman. He bribes her. He gives her a large amount of wealth and says, I will give you this. But you must blame Musa alayhi salam in public that he committed adultery with you. Astaghfirullah, na'udhu billahi min dhalik. Wal'ayadhu billah. You must blame Musa alayhi salam in public that he committed adultery with you. Qarun waited for the opportune moment. When Musa alayhi salam was giving a bayan, a sermon, when he was delivering a speech to the Bani Israel, and there were so many people there in that gathering, Qarun stood up. He stood up and confidently he interrupted Musa alayhi salam and said, oh Musa alayhi salam, you have done a vile deed. You have committed adultery with a certain woman. Allahu Akbar. Qarun was on his way and already destroyed himself. Musa alayhi salam says, bring that woman in front of me. Let me question her. Let me ask her. The woman was called. Sayyiduna Nabi Musa Kalimullah ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wassalam. He asks and he says that, oh lady, take an oath by Allah Azza wa Jal who split the river for the people of Israel and helped them to get rid of the Fir'aun, the Pharaoh, by crossing it safely. Take an oath by Allah and tell me truthfully about this claim of yours, this accusation, this false accusation. Speak the truth. Due to the dignity, the awe of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, the woman, that lady began to tremble and she couldn't but confess openly in that public gathering in front of everybody that, oh, Ya Nabi Allah, oh, Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jal, actually, Qarun, he enticed me. He made my mind. He bribed me to slander you. He gave me an enormous amount of wealth in order to slander you. After she says this, then Musa alayhi salam began to shed tears. He goes into sajda and thanks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and makes a dua that, Ya Allah, inflict your wrath, your punishment upon Qarun. He then turns to the congregation, to all those who were there listening to his bayan, to his speech. And he tells him, the one who is with Qarun should stay with him. His supporters stay with him. And the one who is with me, then separate now from Qarun. All the Bani Israel, those who were present there in that gathering, they left Qarun. Besides two people, then Musa alayhi salam orders the earth. Then, O earth, seize Qarun. Seize him. What happens? Qarun immediately starts to sink into the ground and he's sinking till he reaches his knees. Again, Musa alayhi salam orders the earth and Qarun sinks till his waist. When Qarun sees this, that what Nabi Musa alayhi salam is commanding the earth and he's sinking down into the ground, and all the people who are there, they are witnessing this, they are observing this punishment against Qarun. Qarun starts to beg for mercy. Oh Musa alayhi salam, for the sake of our relationship, please forgive me, please have mercy. He starts to cry, he starts to beg. But Musa alayhi salam pays no attention to that. And finally, Qarun, this tyrant, this oppressor, he sinks completely into the earth. This one who had slandered Musa alayhi salam, who had sent false allegations and accusations against this Prophet of Allah who is sinless and incapable of committing sins. Because every Prophet of Allah, every single Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jal, every messenger of Allah Azza wa Jal, every angel of Allah Azza wa Jal is ma'asum. This is our belief in Islam, that only the Prophets of Allah Azza wa Jal, only the messengers of Allah Azza wa Jal, only the malaika, the angels of Allah Azza wa Jal are ma'asum. They are sinless and incapable of committing sins. Those who are like the Sahaba Ikram and the pious people, they are mahfooz and they are protected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from committing sins. But the possibility is there to commit errors. But they are mahfooz, they are protected. Now, Qarun, he disappears into the ground. The ground, the earth swallows him completely. The two men who were his supporters, they said to the people, audaciously, they say to the people that Musa alayhi salam, he has sunk Qarun into the ground in order to take over and to seize his property, his home and his treasure. So imagine these two people. This is also suhba, this is company. The company you keep is the person you will become. You are known by your friends. What kind of friends do you and I keep? I need to ask myself, you need to ask yourself. They kept the company of this vile person, Qarun. Look what happened to them. They ended up vile and evil themselves. And now they're also falsely accusing Musa alayhi salam. And they're telling everybody, this is why Musa alayhi salam has done this. So he can take over and he can seize the home of Qarun and to take his treasures, his gold and his wealth, whatever he has. Allahu Akbar. Nabi Musa kalimullah ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wassalam then makes dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And ya Allah, sink this home of Qarun with all its treasures. And consequently, that all the treasure of gold and wealth, whatever he had, jewels, all of it sank deep into the earth. Gone, disappeared. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, we can learn plenty from just this one incident. That if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses one with wealth, then what are you going to do with this? Yes, nobody is saying, take it all and just share it and give it to the poor and needy, and then yourself will become poor and needy. No, there must be a balance. And nobody is saying that take it and also become extravagant and flaunt it to the world and live in extravagance and luxury. There's nothing wrong in being rich. But what kind of wealth and richness do we want? Do we want the kind of wealth of Fir'aun, Qarun, Haman, Namrud? Because of that wealth, that was a reason also that they were destroyed. Or do we want the kind of wealth and riches that were given to the third Khalifa of Islam, the third successor of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, our master, Amirul Mu'mineen, the commander of the believers, Sayyiduna Uthman al-Ghani radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Uthman Dhunnurain radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, that he was blessed with an abundance of wealth, that people used to call him Uthman al-Ghani, Uthman the super rich, Uthman the wealthy radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, and how he spent in the path of Allah, how he took his wealth to uplift the deen, Islam, to uplift the Muslims, empower the Muslims. Or like the wealth of Sayyiduna Abdurrahman ibn Awf radiyallahu ta'ala anhu and other blessed companions alayhim radiyallahu. That's the kind of wealth that we should want. If a person wants an enormous amount of wealth, that's the kind of wealth. Not to splash it here and there, not to show off, to become ostentatious, not to have arrogance and pride. You know who I am? That when I walk in the room, people must give me that respect. The wealthy person, in reality, they are respecting his wealth. They are respecting his money, not respecting him per se, because you got money, because you got wealth. What else? If you minus the wealth and properties and money and all of this, if you minus it, would I give the same kind of respect to that individual? Or because I'm giving the respect because this is a wealthy person, you know, he's a shakhsiyat, he's a, you know, he owns, he's worth so much. He's part of the 1%. So why am I respecting him? Am I respecting him because of his wealth? Or because him as an individual? That he's a good person. He is a pious person. He remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He spends in the path of Allah for the pleasure of Allah. Things for us to think about. We'll elaborate a little bit more inshallah. But let's go to a short clip. Don't go anywhere. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.
On the day of Qiyamah, very difficult situation. And as people who followed Rasulullah صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم during our lives in this world, we would love to know, is there anything that will happen to us? Is there anything that will make the day of Qiyamah easy for us? A mother will be running away from her children. Father will be running away from sons, and sons will be running away from the father. Nafsi nafsi type of a situation. What will be the situation of the ummah on that particular day? Human beings will be drowning in their own sweats, as per their deeds and amals and actions. What will be the success of Muslims? What will be the success of Ashiqani Rasul and the devotees of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam on that particular day? My dear respected Madani channel viewers, our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam has beautifully mentioned that person who has sent most salawat and durood and salam upon me during his life in this world will be the closest to me on the day of Qiyamah. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant us the ability to gain the companionship of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of Qiyamah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Indeed, thought-provoking Madani Pearls Day. We should think about that. We want safety. We want salvation. Especially in the grave when we'll be all alone. And on the day of judgment when we'll be all alone. Nafsi, nafsi. We want it. What are we doing about it? This earthly life that we have, it's just one chance. This is the chance that we have. What am I doing with this chance? There's no second chance. Once a person is gone, he's gone. We know this. I know this. You know this. But what am I doing with this precious life, which doesn't even belong to me? Whatever I have, whatever wealth, whether a person is wealthy or has a little amount of wealth, is part of the upper class or lower class or middle class regarding the financial standing. Whatever positions I have, my life even, I don't even own it. But what do I own actually? When I'm gone, the heirs are going to be disputing in so many cases as it happens, that who's going to get what? Did I make my wasiyah, my will already? SubhanAllah, we must thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever I have, thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know one reason why? Because out there in the world, and you may even know people, maybe amongst your own family members, they are in a more difficult situation than yours, no matter what your problem is. If you have a job and you're just making ends meet, think about the person who's going shop to shop, giving his CV, his resume, emailing here and there, trying to get a job, trying to earn something so that they can pay the bills. If you're just making it, that too, thank Allah Azza wa Jal. It's better than not having a job. Even if you don't like the job, even if you feel like, hey, I just want to run away from this job. My boss is like this, and you know, manager is like, you know. So thank Allah Azza wa Jal. Qarun did not thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Qarun, he was negligent and he disobeyed this direct command of giving his zakah. He broke his promise to that he made to Musa alayhi salam, a prophet of Allah, a mighty prophet of Allah. He breaks that promise. And shaitan uses him like a tool to make the minds of others to also not give their zakah. Allahu Akbar. So, despite having so many blessings and bounties, look where he ends up. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives wealth to a person, it could also be a test that, okay, now how is this person going to use this wealth? For many people, they become proud and arrogant. And you may even hear it in the way they address others, always wanting their opinion to be in the front, to be accepted and implemented. Because they feel that behind me is my wealth. So the arrogance comes out, the pride comes out, the haughtiness, that superiority complex comes out. This is not the way. This is not the way of the pious people. Sayyiduna Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he was a business person. He used to sell, he was a trader in cloth. He was successful. But he helped the deen. But look, how do we remember them? These individuals, Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu anhu, Sayyidina Abdurrahman ibn Auf radiallahu anhu, how do we remember them? Despite them having wealth in only the best of words. How do we remember the unfortunate Qarun and his ilk? And people like him, like Fir'aun, Namrud and them. How do we remember them? The worst of words. So that's what they deserve. They deserve more than that actually. Because they were ungrateful. They did not thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The wealth corrupted them. Be careful not to fall into that kind of trickeries and traps of shaitan. Otherwise a person will destroy themselves. What will the person do with that wealth? Will they take a portion for themselves and their family to look after their hajat and their necessities and needs, and take another portion, maybe to invest, reinvest in their business, and take another portion and give in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give to help Madrasatul Madina, Jamiatul Madina, give to help FGRF that is assisting so many thousands of people around the world. Subhanallah Sajjal. That's what Dawud Islami is doing. Dawud Islami receives your donations, your sadaqat, your charities, and dispenses it in these ways. So your zakah is fulfilled properly, and you're earning thawab as well. And you're uplifting the deen. You're forwarding the deen. You're uplifting Muslims. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. So continue supporting your Dawud Islam. Visit a center near you and see for yourself what is happening. See for yourself. You just have to watch Madani channel and you'll see it. Watch Madani news and you'll see it. How this beautiful, fragrant Madani movement, Dawud Islam, how it is inching forward one step at a time, 10 steps at a time in some places. With your support, with your financial assistance, not just financial assistance, but your moral support as well. And with your du'as, get involved in the activities, whatever you are inclined towards, get involved. So yourself, you develop yourself and you can help to develop your children, your grandchildren if you have, and your offspring as well. Until next time, keep watching Madani channel. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.
الله الله start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah.